Suze, Suze.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Welcome to Brain Candy Podcast, episode 470. Coming at you live.
Live from the bunker.
Do that thing you do Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
That's your best work.
Oh, God, it is. That and my Borat impression, which is back in full swing now that movie is out, which, by the way, was hilarious if you haven't seen it.
I did see
it. Oh, my God, I loved it. I love when you can still do the same stuff and it's like they still don't get it. Like the Borat bit still works and people are still like falling for it.
Yes. I mean,
because we're still so dumb.
It's just so
perfect. And hearing Sacha Baron Cohen talk about why it's important to do this kind of movie and why he makes the movies that he does, he's so well spoken and I just love it. I love him. That's it. That's just me standing for
where the just when people genuinely don't like they go along with shit. Yeah. They don't realize they're being made a fool out of. It's just
is so frustrating is like, how come the customer is always right there, but not when I have, like, you know, when I'm on the other side of things?
Yeah, that's
right.
Maybe it's because it's a guy. Borat is a man, you know?
Or is it the presence of cameras?
Yeah, probably that too.
You know, because I know people act different when they're, I mean, we know this.
We do.
They're like on their best behavior.
Or in our case, their worst.
Or their worst. Right. Right. Yeah. The best or their worst, depending on what. Oh, my God. Everything is nuts.
Yes.
It's just sometimes I just think that and, you know.
How great, though, that the Borat, you know, the babysitter lady. The black lady that was like the hero
of the
whole film.
The whole thing.
She's like the moral compass of the film. Didn't know she was in Borat until like a week ago when she started getting messages from people being like, you're in this movie.
God.
She thought she was in a documentary. And
are you for real?
Yeah. The fans of the movie set up a GoFundMe for her because she lost her job and she got like all this money.
I love this.
I know. I was so happy for her.
Oh, because she was great. And I love how she was like, no, you could do.
You
like,
do
she
not
was
need
so,
to get a boob
you
job.
You do not need to do any of that. She was so good. Oh, gosh. And that actress, whoever plays the
daughter.
Daughter? Mm-hmm. She's good.
Yeah, she was really good.
She was so
wonder
good.
I wonder how they found her.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, Ren and I were watching it, and Ren's like, man, they really made her look like... And I was like, yeah, that's not hard to do. To make, like... She's like, she's all that thing. I'm like, I swear, you just, like, take makeup off a woman and put makeup on a woman, and they think it's like...
I know.
Oh, my God! That's why I just stop wearing makeup, so that, like, everybody gets used to, like,
boys
this.
Are funny, because they act like they don't care. They don't want you. They don't. They want you to be natural, but they don't really know when you're wearing it and when you're not. This is what I found out.
They don't. And, oh my God, that's so crazy.
And then you don't,
you look well rested.
Right. When you don't wear it, they're like, "Are you okay? You look tired." They don't realize why they think that.
Oh my God, it really is. Boys are kind of dumb sometimes.
Boys are dumb.
I shouldn't say that. There are probably boys listening. You guys are great. Not you listening.
They're not dumb.
They're not dumb, obviously. They're super smart. Speaking of super smart, Suze, you recently shared an article with me that, did we talk about this on here or did we talk about this ourselves, about the most shared article on the New York Times?
Oh, yes. I don't know if I did talk about it on
regular life.
Yeah, right.
I can never keep them straight. But so, guys listening. Mm-hmm. Suze sent me this article. We were talking about, you know, fun stuff. And it was one of the most shared articles, if not the most shared article, I think, from New York Times.
Yeah.
And it is titled something along the lines of Everything I Learned Need to Know About My Marriage and Life and Love or Whatever I Learned from Shamu. And she was a dolphin trainer and applied similar techniques to her life and her partner with great results.
Right.
And let me tell you, that shit works with anything.
Yeah, her.
You don't like a behavior? Don't respond to it.
Yeah, her approach was they use only positive reinforcement, I guess, with the dolphins.
Yes.
And so if her husband did something she didn't like, she just ignored it.
Yes. It's so simple.
And then what she would reward him with what? Positive affirmations when he
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is the best because it's not even about the big, like, don't think about this as like, oh my gosh, like the big stuff. It's like the little day-to-day things that just like are like, oh, for Pete's sake. Like the example that she gave in the article, she said her husband always misplaces stuff. And so he's walking around and he's like, honey, have you seen my keys? And before she would drop everything and go look for them. Well, where was the last place you looked? And da, 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 da. Oh my God. I do that like you wouldn't believe. Like
you lose
if Ren's that? Like, no, Ren oh. says like, oh. he's a, we both talk out loud. Like we both like, I don't know.
You don't have verbal, an inner monologue.
We don't have an inner monologue. Thank you. Of course everybody talks a lot, but we verbalize our, we don't have an inner monologue. It's all outside. So he's like walking around thinking thoughts. And then I'm like responding to them. And then I'm frustrated because I'm like, oh, I'm in the middle of doing dishes. Like I don't need to be, you know, searching for the remote. And like, so I just did, it was the same situation in that article. And I just did the exact same thing. Oh my God. It worked in like a week.
Wow.
I was like, that was so easy. And I'm like, what else do I want to try it on? So I just wanted to share that. And,
I wonder, though, if it did work with the big stuff, too. Like, do you think it could only apply to small stuff?
I think it would work with the big stuff, too. And since reading that, there's even a book that has been
she got
written
a book
about
deal
this.
From it.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing. And I'm very interested to read that. But I'm thinking about more along the lines of, like, any kind of response is a response. You know, we're looking for no arousal of any kind, whether that be positive or negative. And sometimes it can be confusing when it's easy to kind of misplace those emotions or not understand them, especially when emotions are heightened about something else. We just have a hard time...
Your brain doesn't always know like what it's worked up about and if it's good or bad. Yeah.
Yes. And so I think about this with the big stuff of like not reacting. Mm-hmm. Like if there's something that they do that you don't like, you don't need to, it's like women's nature. I feel like, or is it just me? No, it's not. Cause this is what I do for a living. Come on. It's everybody that we go into this, like, I need to talk about it. I need to explain. And then they need to see my side. And then I need to blah, 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 blah. And then we even want, even if it's, you know, something we just talk too much and need to give the explanation. And if we just didn't even respond and we're just like, oh my gosh, it's amazing how fast, it's hard to do. It's like biting your tongue and like not responding and not wanting to, like, it's like the opposite of de-escalating things is what you're doing.
Right.
And so I think it would work, you know,
yeah,
I have to try it. I figured I'd practice with the small stuff, like, you know, oh, for goodness sakes, I don't need to help you find this right now. And because what happens to me is like if I get a request to do something, like if you tell me, hey, can you take out the trash? I have to do it right here, right now, because I will 100% forget if you tell me to do it and I get caught up doing something else. I mean, you can tell me to do it. I could be on my way to doing that thing and I will get distracted in the moment.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, God. It's like classic ADD. My mom used to complain about that with my brother, and I used to be like, I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about. And now I see it. I'm the same. Oh, it's terrible. But anyways.
Do people like you that experience that hate it as much as we hate dealing with it?
Absolutely.
That's what
oh
Adam
my God.
Says too.
I wish there were a cure. I wish there were.
Do you feel
were.
Like it's a disability kind of?
100%.
Yeah.
It feels like I have to work twice as hard to do like regular stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, put that letter in the mailbox. I'm not kidding.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I have to go to the post office later today because I have to send something certified. And it's the one thing you can't do because you have to like be in person and show an ID. And that's right. The whole point. Because I'm so excited. Guess what I'm sending?
What?
What do you think I would be super excited about?
Like a passport. That would need to-
Yeah, okay, but what do I need before that to get my passport? Uh-huh. But very important when I'm changing important things. I'm getting my last name back!
Sarah Rice is coming back.
I know,
back.
I'm so excited!
Don't call it a
I'm
comeback.
I'm so... I didn't realize how excited I would be. And then I think back to... like, I was filling out the application today, and I was... remembering filling out the application to change it to Patterson.
Yeah.
And how much I was like, I do not want to be doing this. This is not, this seems like,
yeah.
Ugh. I said I wanted a divorce 2 weeks after my new passport with my last name came. I was like, mm-hmm.
And
this
like,
is a sign.
I feel like you almost weighed it in the balance. Like, do I want to yeah. redo this or not?
Right. Yeah. I was like,
because it is such a pain.
Do I need to go through? It's such a goddamn pain. And the fact that guys don't have to do this.
Yeah. Well,
is the dumbest thing. Well, put it on the fucking list. I don't know. You know?
I don't know what the solution is, though, because I think about the name change thing a lot. Because technically I did change my name, but like I never use it and mm-hmm. hate it. Not the name, mm-hmm. just that I want to be Susie Meister.
Yeah.
But like, what's the solution?
Right. I don't know.
You just keep your name. But then what name does my kid get?
You're right. I don't know. Like a bunch like, of freaking hyphens. And then what do like the next name after that get? I heard some funny joke that somewhere that says our kids are going to end up sounding like a law firm.
Right. And I know that culturally that, and, you know, that goes on in other countries and they have all these like systems for doing it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like there's a right way.
Yeah.
Or a good way.
What do they do? There's like, I feel like they have an interesting way to do it in Iceland.
Oh.
I can't
Leave
remember
it
what
them.
It is. Yeah. They, but they kind of, I feel like it might be complicated because their language is very complicated.
It is complicated also just by definition because... Mm. If you have a child and you're picking a name, you can either combine, choose one, or like pick some random one if you want, I guess. Yeah. But there's just no good answer.
There's no good answer because you need that relation and that connection. And it's fun to have like the little signs that say like the Butler family.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like that corny shit. And you know I'm going to be rocking the like Bass family road trip. T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Right, and like
I can't
family reunion
wait.
Stuff.
I can't wait to do that. Ren and I are already talking about how we like want. We are going to be like the matriarch and patriarch of our family. That where everybody comes to our house for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we host the family. Like we got to, you know,
yeah, you
got
to
be like the home base.
That. Oh, that's
you know,
nice.
Home
well,
base. Yes,
I'm happy. At least for now, you can be who you truly are, Miss Rice.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, what do I want to talk to you about today? I have so many different things. I feel like I'm overwhelmed with options. This one I had to share with you because my aunt sent me this. She tore this out of a magazine. I think it was in LA Magazine. And it is just a little breakdown of Lori Loughlin's experience.
Oh my God.
How the hell do you say her name? Loughlin?
I think they said it's like a F, Loughlin. But
Loughlin.
I always said
That's
Loughlin.
What said, but,
so
I, yeah,
I know?
Loughlin. That's what I. What do I know either? I don't know. Yeah. So, what the fuck? This place sounds like Club Med.
Oh, really? It's like when Martha Stewart went to like what do they call it? Camp
let me
Cupcake.
Just let me just give you a little rundown of where this lady is. Okay. Is she still there? I don't know. How long
she
it?
Just went in yeah, a couple days ago.
She did. Okay, that's right. I felt like, I was like, I feel like this is, I'm up to date with this. And okay, so she's in this place called the Victorville Satellite Prison Camp that's a minimum security facility, and it's just 2 hours away from her home in Hidden Hills. And let me tell you what the heck she's able to do. This place offers, they say, an assortment of classes that include Pilates and yoga. Mm-hmm. And she can study painting, calligraphy, crocheting, origami, ceramics, and cartoon drawing. And she can also take advantage of saxophone, accordion, and ukulele lessons, or train for vocations such as bicycle repair, forklift operation, dental assistant, and waste management. And they even offer lazy Saturdays and Sundays when 300 inmates get to sleep until 10 a.m. Mm. And then the head count is immediately followed by brunch. Well, I want to go to prison.
Oh my God. Like mimosa.
It's the only place
there.
That's still serving brunch. Nobody else is.
I always feel like these things are overstated though. Cause I'm sure it's not what we're imagining.
Well,
it's not like yoga, like a
I'm
yoga
sure it's
studio.
Not what we're, I mean, I know I can imagine what it is. And I know that it's like the kind of where they're using all of the, what are they called? Rehabilitation classes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not, I just feel like this is not, she's not the person who needs a calligraphy class. Somebody else can use that.
What do you think would be fair? Like what's the appropriate?
Just regs jail. Not that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel the opposite, not towards just her, but anybody that's in jail for anything like that.
We need
I
to
think
up
it's absurd.
It. Oh, well, I agree with that too. But I also think that we need to make jails not like jail, like not how they are. I think it's a terrible place to begin with. Let's start there, the prison system to begin with. Freaking sucks. But it just seems like. I don't know.
Well, because remember
she's
they would
gonna
often
be playing the ukulele, and I in my mind her cell is larger than my apartment. So,
oh,
but maybe
is it?
I'm wrong. I don't know. That I said in my mind. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, in the my friend who had to go to a prison like that, it wasn't even cells. It was just bunk beds, like all in a room.
Yeah,
like lots and lots of people in the room.
Yeah.
But you remember when this whole thing happened and they kept comparing it to the woman of color, I forget where, maybe Chicago or something, who is in jail for like 10 years because she just like wanted her kid to go to a better school.
Yeah, that's, yes, so right. That's awful.
That's terrible.
Right.
And I also.
She should get calligraphy and Pilates. I want her to have those classes.
I mean, she should not be in prison. Mm-hmm. And to Hold me, that. It just feels like. These celebrities, this Varsity Blues scandal, they should just have fines.
Yeah. Oh,
not
yeah. They should
jail
be have.
Time.
They should have to pay for like 100 kids' tuition.
Yeah, because
that would be better. I like. Yeah, I like that one.
You know.
Oh, you wanted to cheat
I'm
the system?
For her.
Well, now you have to. Now you are making the all these kids get to go, and you're paying for it. There you go.
Right. Like. I don't.
Yes.
I'm paying for Lori Loughlin to eat and take Pilates. That's stupid.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. And my mom had to do a work release and where she had to do, well, you know, because of her terrorist threats
yeah,
that she made.
Sarah's
and
mom's
her being
a terrorist.
On the terrorist. My mom's on the terrorist watch list. I did work to get all of that like expunged and her record all cleared,
that
cleaned
was
up.
Nice of you.
It took so long and so. Much effort and so many trips like to the post office and send this and this wasn't right and they sent it back. My mom and I were like, we are two educated people with resources here.
And it was still complicated.
And it's still insanely like I had to sit down with her and read like four like the same page like four times and be like, okay, wait, but like what is that saying? And you need to, yeah, it was really, really difficult. So the whole system is messed up and yeah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okie dokie. So this is one of our favorite subjects, but it's not shit. It is clowns. Well,
nice.
One of our favorite subjects, right?
We do love a clown story.
Yeah. So we've talked before about why clowns creep us out, but I got additional information that, once again, shout out to my aunt who sent me this lovely article as well. This guy did a study on 1,300 people to figure out, like, what is it really about clowns that creep us out? Because what did we talk about before? We said it was the, like, and he did mention this in the beginning of the article, that it blurred the line between, what we're familiar with and what we didn't know, right? I think that was kind of like what we had talked about in
yes.
previous episodes about it.
Correct.
So that was like that there's kind of like this, I don't know, ambiguous.
Like cognitive dissonance or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cognitive dissonance. So this part, this quote in here I thought was really interesting and I had to share with you. He says, if a person is willing to flout the conventions of society by dressing and acting as they do, mm-hmm. what other rules might they be willing to break?
Right.
That's weird.
I like that.
That it plants it in our head of like, and it's deep down. We think, oh, if they do this, like what else would they do?
Because that's even for people that just sort of dress and act differently in general.
Yes.
Yeah.
It puts us on, oh my gosh, this is so true. Because, oh, Suze, when we were talking to Larry Brilliant in our event at Pitt, one of the things he said that was so interesting and is so true, and I think about it all the time, is that like we biologically are like still hunters and gatherers, like on like
right.
We're in a very modern world, but we're biologically not very modern.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I don't even remember where I was going with that because I was just thinking about Larry Brilliant and thinking about how
I was saying how like even if some regular person is dressed weird.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because thank you. I was like, where was I going with this? Oh my God. That it all boils down to, do I feel safe right now?
Yeah.
Do I feel like I need to be always aware of my surroundings? That car is moving really fast. I need to maybe get out of the way. That person looks sketchy AF. Maybe I should not stand next to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatevs.
Your reptilian brain or your evolutionary brain, who knows which part, is being like, I don't know if they're in my tribe. I don't know if I can trust them.
Yeah. So, and then I'm thinking about how we love scary movies and we like that thing where it's like, we like to be scared, mm-hmm. but it's safe. So maybe there's something about like clowns where it's that unpredictability, which he says is the common factor that after the study that people find creepy is the unpredictability.
Yeah.
That maybe we enjoy a little bit of that.
Right. It's always weird to see somebody who truly is disturbed by clowns, like not on a just silly level, but truly.
Yeah.
And I would love to have like a video of a person who plays a clown out of their clown makeup and all that with a mm-hmm. person who's afraid of clowns. And then one by one, put their makeup on and see when they get freaky.
Oh my gosh, this is such a good experiment. We need to find these people. We can make this happen. We can even make this happen virtual, this can all happen.
By Zoom.
By Zoom.
Yeah,
this can all happen
over
Zoom.
What would your guess be? Do you think it's the nose, the white
makeup?
Oh my
God, I think it's the smile that doesn't go away. Or the big eyebrows. Because you know how we talked about eyebrows. Or the frown that doesn't go away. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Or it's the eyebrows.
Right. It could be.
You know? Because I'm trying to think, I love those, like the make, they're not even tutorials because they're not teaching me a damn thing. I don't know how to do any of that shit. But it's when the people are doing like the costume makeup and they do the progression of it and, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm trying to think then when it starts to get creepy. And it's usually when they paint the mouth. But then also when they do this, like they glue down their eyebrows and then paint them like really high above and that.
Right. Unsettling.
But then I love drag queens and their eyebrows are all over the place and that doesn't creep me out.
Wait, I think I forgot that you have a clown problem.
No, I don't.
Oh. So you're, because I thought you were
saying. I'm trying to like put myself in the mindset of somebody. Oh, right. So I can't really be the judge because I don't know that. That's what we need to ask. If you have a clown phobia, how do you feel about drag queens? I'm not saying, no disrespect to drag queens out there.
No.
None at all. I'm just saying
Is it the makeup? Venn diagram. Lots of makeup.
Yes. Of lots of makeup. Yeah. That's where the two overlap.
If we have brainiacs, and I'm sure we do, who are truly freaked out by clowns, you should DM us on Instagram and tell me whether you are also freaked out by drag queens. Because not all drag queens, but a lot of them have cartoonish makeup. Some of them have realistic makeup. But maybe it depends on the style of it.
Yeah. And like Patch Adams, not scary. And he's just got the red nose.
Wait. Okay. So do you think that if someone had a clown phobia, they wouldn't mind Patch? I think they would.
We got to know.
We have questions.
I'm so curious. Yeah. You don't have any phobias that are too, just buried alive and, you know, your fear of failing. But.
Stop it. Right. I find those very fascinating, though, when it's like the condiment or whatever it is that's everyday item and you're truly afraid of it.
Yeah. But like, and it's like the thing with the mayonnaise and meat, because it's the only thing I can think of that's even close to that. But I can pinpoint an actual situation where that then became like a problem. Right. Like there were multiple things that.
You know the origin.
I know the origin of that. So.
I feel like with most people's phobias, they really don't even know how it started.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that. But it's interesting. I don't know. I've never worked with anybody who had like a real phobia. So that's just not something. And it would be very difficult to do that right now in, exposure therapy over Zoom. So maybe somebody else is doing that.
Because I was talking to my friend Kelly. She does behavioral therapy. And because I want Lincoln to improve. He has fear of repulsion towards certain textures and stuff. And for the most part, you can just work around it. Yeah. But ideally, you'd like for you or your loved one to not have to worry about that. And I was like, is there any way to get over it without exposure therapy? And she's like, no. You got to touch the paper towels, kid.
Oh, my God. That's so... You know what? There is stuff like that because it's the balloon noise for me. I said that very poorly. Balloon. Well, clown adjacent. Balloon noise.
Yeah, right.
So clowns I don't have a problem with. Now, if he's making balloon animals, we have an issue.
To me, it feels like, it feels like, you know how an allergy, if you have a peanut allergy or any kind of allergy, your body has mistaken a safe item for something that is dangerous.
Yes, yes, so yes.
Attacks it like it's a poison. I feel like these types of issues where you like hate balloon noise, it is the same problem.
We need a word for it,
but it's similar to an allergy where something that's harmless you feel is a threat or upsetting. And
yeah, you can undo that.
Yeah,
you can definitely undo that.
There's hope.
And like hypnosis.
Oh, yeah. Work. People have had good luck with that.
Yeah, I feel like that would totally work.
But like it's not worth it because how often are you in the position where balloons are affecting your life?
No, zero. Never. No. Yeah. It's not. I am a big fan of balloon garlands, and I always just make them. And I made one for Ren's birthday. Yeah, I love a good balloon garland. They just really bring the room together. And I do white knuckle it. It's kind of like my own exposure therapy. So I'm really just trying to like I'm helping myself.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ah, yes. Okay. So what other funny things do I have to tell you? This is funny. Okay. So with all this insane stuff going on in the world right now, it makes sense that people are thinking, what the hell could be causing this? There's a lot of chaos in my life right now.
Yeah.
Well, for one woman, she blames all of her bad luck and her financial troubles and a whole bunch of other mishaps and everything that's going on right now on a trip to Pompeii that she took in 2005, where she stole some artifacts.
I love that.
And
she's karmic.
Yes. So she feels like she was cursed. And so returned. So it's like the what is this? Whatever the Pompeii archive is. Mm-hmm. She sent back a box that contained two mosaic tiles and two pieces of a vase and a ceramic wall tile. And she wrote a whole letter to them saying that she wanted to have a piece of history that nobody could have, and that she was young and stupid, and she took a piece of history that has been crystallizing, and she said it has crystallized over time, and it has a lot of negative energy in it, and people
get
have died.
Out of
here. Yes. And she took it from a place where people died in such a horrible way. And she said, I have taken pieces related to that land of destruction, and it's brought destruction in my life.
Wow.
And so she was like, she said she didn't want to pass the curse on to her family.
Do you think
as a lover of the Brady Bunch would know about this?
Oh, yes. If you're not familiar, the Bradys had a cursed tiki doll that they had found on a work site. But boy, that thing brought nothing but trouble.
Trouble.
So does she think that the item itself has bad energy and is cursed no matter what? Or it's because she stole it? Is it a sin karma thing?
She didn't specify, or they didn't specify in this
What do you think, like,
article,
from the tone of her letter? What is your sense?
I think it was maybe the action, and then the item itself maybe represented that.
Yeah, she felt guilty, and that maybe bad stuff was okay.
Yes, yes. It said that blah blah blah. The letter ended with, "We are good people, and I don't want to pass this curse on to my family or children. Forgive me for the gestures made years ago. I learned my lesson. I just want to shake off the curse that has fallen on me and my family. Please accept these artifacts so that you do the right thing for the mistakes I made." Her writing, not so good. I'm so sorry. One day I'll return to your beautiful country to apologize in person.
Oh, well, my God. I think she thinks it's like karma rather than the item itself. Wow.
Yeah. Do you believe any of that?
Well, remember when we were talking about, the secret or positive thinking and like vision boards and all that stuff and whether they're effective? I think this could be the same in reverse, where you feel guilt about something, and then it can inform how you see the world and how you interpret events that happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Forever you'd think, oh, this is because of that thing I did. And because you think that, it's kind of like people who say that they're lucky are lucky, and people who say that they're unlucky are unlucky.
Yeah, it's just like perspective.
Wow.
I think this might be that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't
but
know the item.
She was not alone, because the they called it the Pompeii Antiquarium, which is kind of a fun word to say.
That is.
It feels like antiques living underwater, but that's not it.
I wish it were. It's like,
right? They revealed that there were, over the years, they've had over 100 letters asking for forgiveness of similar acts.
Okay,
and they even have a small area dedicated to where people, like, to display some of the letters of people who, like, feel like they need the curse to be lifted.
What I'm taking away from this, though, is this antiquarium needs better security, number one.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. But first of all, if you've visited Pompeii, it's huge.
It's like a free-for-all. Mm.
It's like... It's just a site with a bunch of ruins, and they have little rooms that you can go into, and those are definitely blocked off, and you can't even fit more than like 5 to 10 people in any of these rooms at any given time. Hmm. But there are, and I can imagine that there would be a lot of things people want to steal because, in, I guess it would be like Roman times then?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it that. Yes. In ancient Rome, the phallic symbol, so an erect penis, mm-hmm. was a symbol of like fertility and prosperity and a bunch of like good stuff. And they put it everywhere. They put it on little they would have the like street corners and little corners of houses all marked with like tiles with penises on them. And so I can definitely see people being like, oh, I'm going to steal the dick off of there. And
oh my God.
Taking that. Like, it seems like those would be.
That would be a real bummer if it brought bad luck, that wiener.
Oh my gosh, because it's the opposite of.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be terrible. Yeah, I'm not. I am all about the superstition in those cases.
It like, is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, and I really do think, like, do not. Of course, I do take dirt from everywhere I go, but that's different. That's like I'm bringing the good energy of wherever I go. So I feel like that's allowed.
The fact that so many people are returning things, though, does make it more interesting. Because I wonder if they're all sort of saying, like, this was nothing but trouble. Like the tea towel.
Uh-huh. And this is a good question, because I wonder if we were to look at different sites, different, like, you know, ancient or whatever, like historic sites, and you looked at the number of people who have written those letters, if there would be differences or similarities. Like the fact that this is the way that Pompeii was destroyed.
Yes.
And I think that's what she was getting at in the letter. That the fact that this was taken out and nobody's, oh my God, it gives me like, oh, chills just thinking about it. I mean, people are in, like women are holding their babies and they were fully like,
I truly can't believe that happened.
Or whatever the word is. Like, just turned to ash. The end.
I know.
Oh,
I love
looking
at the images, but it is so sad.
Yeah.
And can you imagine?
That tell us. No. No. I couldn't imagine. Because you can't even, what do you even do?
How come that's never really happened again?
Like a volcano like that.
Yeah, where everything's just lights out right
away. I feel like this is one of those things where we have technology that there's like technology that we don't know about that does shit.
You're being really nice to answer it that way, because that is obviously the answer, but I didn't even think of it.
That's totally what's happening.
I think maybe there's computers now, Suze.
No, but like, I mean, like, and yes, there are. But and it's like we're just now, I think, as the general public, the fact that government or some other agency can impact our weather 100% true now.
Yeah.
That's like a new thing for us to kind of wrap our heads around. And I think there's still part of that that's like, what? We can stop like volcanoes?
Yeah.
Like, I think we might be able to do that in some weird capacity. I don't really know how or how that works, but I know we can make snow and shit.
We could certainly get out of the way.
We can definitely get out of the way in time. Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But I have, oh my God, what was one of my favorite B movies of all time is Dante's Peak. Have you seen that?
Oh, I know it, but I didn't see it.
With Pierce Brosnan. Oh, it's a good one. It's terrible. I mean, it's like bad. It's like B movie, but it was a very exciting time in the 90s when we had the North for me, not for everybody who was hurting it. And like, if anybody was, it's so sad for a lot of people, but when I was 8 and didn't really know, all I know is like we had an earthquake and then we had a block party and I didn't have to go to school and it was so much fun. And, then that same year, like the next 3 years, all these disaster movies came out. I loved them. It was like Dante's Peak. And then there was that other great one, which is also terrible, about a volcano in LA. Oh, what is it called? It's not called Earthquake. It might just be called Volcano.
My God.
They would do something like that. And it was about like a volcano that happens in LA. And then they have to like clear out the way and like the lava flows down La Cienega. And I'm like, I love this. Yeah. So like the La Brea tar pits start bubbling up again. And I don't know why I'm into those like disaster movies. And it's kind of, I don't know.
I think if I know
I'm into
you,
those movies
and
now.
I'm pretty sure I do.
I think you do.
Like, you always like to conceptualize what you would do in these situations.
Bingo. That is probably it. Suze, the other night, one of Ren's friends came over and we were talking about like disaster stuff. Like what would we do in a zombie apocalypse or whatevs?
You love that.
And I was like, oh, I'm fully prepared. And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, no, like I have a bag next to the door. Like, and Ren's like, what? I'm like, oh yeah, we have a go bag right there that has, and I like got it out and showed him. I have, and I hadn't even looked in it in a million years because my brother made it for me probably like 10 years ago. And it was the best gift. Shout out to Lucas. Such a good gift. There's like a padlock and a lock, which is like, hello, so perfect if you're going to be attacked by zombies. You definitely need to padlock a fence in some scenario. I'm so ready. And so like, I feel seen, so thank you, Susie.
Yeah,
that's exactly me.
I am really into that too. Not conceptualizing, but just like being prepared.
Yeah.
But I noticed you do like to plan out stuff. Remember we, not a true fight, but we like had a disagreement on the air one time because you said, who do you think would be better in a zombie apocalypse? And I was like, me. And you're like, wrong answer.
I was like, excuse me, incorrect answer.
Like usually you'll go along with whatever I say, but in this case you could not abide.
I was like, nope, I disagree. I vehemently disagree. That is an incorrect answer. Oh, that is the same kind of passion I bring to an incorrect answer when our buzzer was broken on Thanksgiving and we were playing Taboo.
Oh my God. We should do a poll. God. I'm sure everyone's going to agree with you that you would be better in a zombie apocalypse. Let me make a case, though.
Oh, yeah, make a case. This is very good.
I agree with Sarah with the obvious that I am not a runner. I am not someone who could outrun a zombie. And she pointed out rightly that that's kind of the whole thing.
That's really the one thing you have to do. I just have to be faster than you, and I'm good. Which I don't even know if is the case these days.
So, but I was like, but Sarah, I'm very cunning. Like I have good strategies and I can, you know, sometimes outsmart people without brains and,
or with them. Oh God. That's so great.
But I did think that was funny how you're like, Suze, that's kind of the whole point that you have to keep running.
Yeah, it depends on what stage of the zombie apocalypse we're in.
What like moment?
If we're in like the if it's like just hit and it's like the, what do they call those, that the first hours of, there's some, gotta be some name for it, you know?
Right, first that, 48, but it's like for 48 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, that maybe I'm good. And then after that, once I've like run out of supplies, like I cared more about the fact that I have a leather jacket, so I look cool. You know, Susie's like got toothpaste and toilet paper for the next 40 years. You probably survive in that sense.
We have different strengths.
But that's why together we're the unstoppable.
That's right.
Those zombies don't stand a freaking chance.
But like you would totally want to do it with me because then I would run slower and then you'd live.
Well, you know, no,
which is nice.
I don't know if I could live in a world where the survivor's guilt alone would kill me. And this podcast would not be nearly as good one-sided. Come
on. It'd be half as good. Okay, wait. Let me ask you this then. Who do you think would be better, you or Ren?
Oh, definitely Ren. 100%.
Why? What's his... He's a fast runner.
Yeah. Well, he has all of those skills, and he's like me, and we're both like we can solve the problem. Like, I can say with 100% confidence that if Ren and I needed to build a house from the ground up together, mm-hmm. we could do it. Like, and if I tell him, like, hey, I want, like, if I have a vision for something, which is so perfect for future Halloween houses, I'm so excited. I've already, like, thought about, planned
houses.
All of that. Yeah, like haunted houses, you know?
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for, haunted houses. see, now I don't know what I was talking about.
Okay, because you and
I was
Ren thinking could build about, a house.
Yes, that he has all the skills and that he can, like, if I say, hey, I need this made, he can see it in his mind and make it happen like lickety split. So I think that he would be really good for that. Plus he's really fast. Plus he's one of those people that like can do, like I thought I was that person who can like do everything like, you know, she can just wakeboard the first time. Okay. She she could do that. Like, no, this guy puts me, I mean, it's like a joke what he can do. Yeah. Like he's like the kind of person where if you were like, hey, do a backflip right now, he'd be like, okay. And could probably do it. I don't even know if he can, but it wouldn't surprise me if he could. I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I think you should put that to the test.
I probably should. I should be like, hey, do a backflip right now. He'd be like, oh, you know what? I used to be able to do one, but
oh my
kind of
God,
he'd
have
he would
like
probably
a story.
Say something like that. I for sure, guaranteed. He's totally like that. That's why I love him. He's the best.
And do you think that's
so
because of how he grew up, or just who he is?
I think who he is.
Wow,
he's like an old soul. He's like one of those people who, you know, like we both have lives that, like you say it to me. Oh my God, I can't believe this stuff happens to you. So he's the same.
He's packed a lot in.
Packed a lot in.
Well, you guys are a good match then if the zombies do And given 2020 so far, I mean, it'll probably happen.
It's a
freaking
possibility.
The end of the year.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you even say that because somebody sent me, I think I got this from a listener who sent me an article on the reverse zombie tick that is the, because we were talking about zombies. And I read it and I was like, oh, we've covered this. So
what do you mean reverse zombie tick?
The it's a tick that bites you. They call it the Lone Star tick that makes you not like meat, make you have an aversion to meat. So, you know, when I first read the title, I was like, oh fuck, what else did 2020 give us? And then when I read it, I was like, oh, thank God this happened in like 2016.
Yeah,
we already knew about this. Whew.
Everything's
been still out there,
for a long time.
But everything's been terrible for a while. People were not excited about the bats. So
no. I know.
You know,
they were really freaked out by that.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And then this is really funny. I have to share this. One of our listeners said that she listened to that episode on the same day that she discovered there were bats living in her attic. And she said she could not sleep because she could imagine was them running on treadmills training to come downstairs and kill her.
Oh, no. I love
gosh.
One,
I'm paraphrasing, of
that
course.
She
but
had
it was,
bats in the belfry. That's great.
Yes.
And also that we made it worse somehow.
Right. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
palate
like
cleanser. Think of something adorable.
There.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's still adorable to think
of. We need
of
to wind it
that.
Down, Sarah.
Let's wind it down, man. Oh, we
Don't
talked
forget
about
to train your husband like a dolphin.
Oh my gosh, yes. We talked about so much. We talked about that. We talked about
Lori Loughlin's prison experience.
Lori Loughlin. We talked about clowns for a minute and why they're creepy.
We hit upon some good theories about drag queens and makeup and fear.
A lot of experiments we need to put to the test.
Yeah, right. The list grows again.
We talked about exposure therapy.
And then tiki doll curses and artifact curses. We covered a lot of ground, everybody. Good work.
Yes, yes. We probably cover an entire college worth of subjects. What we do, like research, like
it's the Cliff
Notes.
Maybe the essentials. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review and subscribe.
Yes, we love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.